Department's Heather Newart following UN Ambassador Nikki Haley's comments questioning security efforts for athletes by South Korea.
We look forward to being a part of the Olympics in the Republic of Korea.
Britain and the European Union reached a Brexit milestone, breaking a deadlock that allows talks now to turn to trade. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24-11, the Nasdaq at 68-12. In sports, Wizards top the Phoenix Suns 109-99. Redskins will play the Chargers in L.A. Sunday. Game action begins at 3 p.m. right here on WMAL. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington Small, WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save 30% on all in-stock Cabela's camp furniture and 25% on hunting boots for the family. Get $110 off a Bushnell Trophy Extreme 800 laser rangefinder. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters, where the first 250 in line receive a free giveaway. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It's 6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fox, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Baltimore, Washington Parkway commuters are coming through Laurel, have a little bit of an early bit of volume, actually clearing quickly. So stick with it. South of 197 down to Powder Mill Road, all travel lanes open. Those have been closed for hours with accident investigation. So again, you can use it and looking pretty good. Now the traffic is flowing through there, coming now out of Greenbelt. I'm seeing some volume to head past 193 to get you inside the Beltway. On the Beltway, Maryland, Silver Spring, the crash, outer loop, Colesville Road over to the shoulder. 270 southbound Urbana to Hyattstown. We always have that volume in the morning. We had a crash in the backups. Crews tell me at 109 they have that to the shoulder as well. As far as Virginia, 95 northbound Dale City toward the Occoquan, slowest stretch southbound in Dumfries. If you heard me talk about the earlier crash, that's gone. All lanes open. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Oh, and as we look ahead toward tonight, maybe a little snow around, possibly lingering into Saturday. An inch or so possible in some spots, especially just west and north. Finally, today, 41. Rain, snow comes in tonight. Probably it'll all snow later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 33 in Herndon, 34 in Frederick, 39 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Congratulations. You made it to Friday. Joining us at 7:05 is David Bossie. He's the author of Let Trump Be Trump. So we're going to talk all things Trump with him. At 7:45, it's Larry Michael. We're going to preview of the upcoming game. At 8:05, Representative Louie Gohmert will be with us. We're going to discuss the Mueller investigation with him and all the twists and turns and who's resigning, who's in, who's out. And at 8:15, Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel will be joining us. I am Mary Walter. And this morning, I am joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer in studio.
Hey, Mary.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here. It's really sad that Vince blew his voice out. I think, was it like cheerleading or something? I mean, what the heck was going on?
How did you know? He looks so cute in the little dress with the pom-poms.
I think he's very good with pom-poms.
All right. So we've been talking this morning about people resigning, you know, because Al Franken yesterday, is going to resign in the coming weeks.
Someday.
But he announced that he will someday resign.
It's aspirational.
Yeah. and now we have have another one, and this did not get a lot of play yesterday, and I was so shocked to hear this. Representative Trent Franks announced yesterday that he's going to resign from office as of January 31st of 2018. And the reason why is someone complained about him discussing surrogacy issues with female staffers. And he released a statement about this. And in the statement, he said, I have recently learned that the Ethics Committee is reviewing an inquiry regarding my discussion of surrogacy with two previous female subordinates, making each feel uncomfortable. I deeply regret that my discussion of this option and process in the workplace caused distress. Now, he and his wife had had problems, had long struggled with infertility. She's gone through several miscarriages. They tried adoption a couple times. It never worked out. The adoption never worked out. But they did eventually find a surrogate. So this is a big part of his life. And he is he's a conservative, and he is a very vocal anti-abortion voice. And I guess part of that came into this because part of his statement, he says, a wonderful and loving lady to whom we will be forever grateful acted as a gestational surrogate for our twins and was able to carry them successfully to live birth. The process by which they were conceived was a pro-life approach that did not discard or throw away any embryos. My son and daughter are unspeakable gifts of God that have been that have brought us our greatest earthly happiness in the 37 years that we have been married. So apparently, the women with whom he was discussing this were offended.
Right. Well, look, I the big thing here, as far as I'm concerned, and Mary, you said this earlier, this is getting out of control, I think, the whole idea of everybody accusing everybody of everything. He makes it very clear that he neither intimidated, coerced, or had attempted any sexual contact with anybody. I think it's hugely important. And full disclosure, look, I know Trent. I've been on a number of panels with him on Capitol Hill, so I've interacted with him a lot. He sits on House Armed Services, so a lot of the work we do on the think tank side is before him. So I'm really curious about the context of those conversations. And frankly, look, I don't think this is the kind of thing I would bring up to a subordinate, having been in positions of authority over my 35 years of military service. But with that said, I just don't know if this rises to the level of a quote-unquote complaint. I just don't know.
Yeah. Well, now, read that part again where you said he was not accused of coercing.
Well, this is his statement, and I'd like to believe it's true. I have absolutely never physically intimidated, coerced, or had or attempted to have any sexual contact with any member of my congressional staff.
All right, but he's still resigning. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL is the number. Have we gone too far? You know, if you're having a conversation, we don't know the context in which this discussion was had. So that's number one, and you got to bear that in mind. However, a lot of times when you work with somebody, you have discussions about your personal life, and you talk about things like this. This is absolutely something that he is very passionate about. It's a process. It's a scientific process. I don't know. I don't know unless maybe he got super graphic about it. I don't even know how discussing surrogacy could actually be sexual.
The only thing I could think of is the Handmaid's Tale scenario. I mean, well, that would be. I mean, that's crossing the line.
But I'm pretty sure that's not what this was.
I'm pretty sure it's not the case here. But, you know, I mean, but we don't know.
In a statement, Speaker Paul Ryan's office said that the speaker learned of, quote, credible claims of misconduct against Franks in the middle of last week. The next day, the speaker presented Representative Franks with the allegations, which he did not deny. The speaker told Representative Franks that he intended to refer the allegations directly to the House Ethics Committee and told him that he should resign from Congress.
Yeah, that's
the allegations were filed with the Ethics Committee last Friday, and today the speaker accepted a letter of resignation. So he didn't even go through the process. Now, one of his former staffers, Rebecca Heinrichs, was on with Tucker Carlson last night. And she discussed this with him, and Tucker asked her, you know, hey, what's he like? Is this usual for him?
What are the allegations that are causing Mr. Franks to resign?
The allegations are that Congressman Franks approached two staffers individually about the subject of surrogacy in his office. He talked about surrogacy. He and his wife have fertility problems, and so he had uncomfortable conversations. According to him, he asked them if they would ever consider being a surrogate. He never, according to him, put the question to them if they would be surrogates for him. It's an awkward conversation. It could make somebody feel uncomfortable, but to me, that certainly doesn't rise to the level of sexual harassment or some sort of sexual abuse. But that's what the claim is, and that's what he says. I worked for the congressman. I have remained in touch with him. We've worked on policy issues because I continue to do policy with think tanks, and I have never been made to feel uncomfortable being with the congressman. I have never seen any slightest bit of sexual harassment or intimidation. He has treated every single member that I've seen of his staff with dignity and respect. So this is incredibly startling to me. And frankly, I find it a tragedy. I find it a tragedy that he's feeling like he needs to resign over what we know about the allegations.
Well, he's being pushed to resign.
All right. So she said, he never made me feel uncomfortable. Here's my thing. And I put this to you, 888-630-9625. We all work with people who make you uncomfortable because they're just weird people. Sometimes you work with weird people. And know what? You may be the weird person in the office. You just don't know it. You may make people uncomfortable.
That's my stapler.
Exactly. But by the things that you say and or do, I don't know if someone has to resign because they made a statement or said something about their personal life that made you uncomfortable. Is that where the bar is now? And is that acceptable? Corinna in Annandale, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Welcome.
Good morning. So this is part of the stage they're setting, and that is to make the smallest thing a big issue because they don't really have much on Trump. So they can take the smallest thing and turn it into a big issue.
That's a great point.
Yeah, and I think this is a small thing from what I understand. Thank you. We appreciate your comments. Have a great weekend, Karina. I wasn't there, but I've had conversations with coworkers that made me feel uncomfortable, and some were downright just creepy. They're just creepy. I didn't complain about them. You just steer clear, and you learn how to manage them. It's called life, people. Sexual harassment is different in my book than making someone or feel uncomfortable through a conversation. 888-630-9625. Is this where the bar is, and are you okay with that? It's 6:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, yes, we have you covered here. Baltimore-Washington Parkway lanes reopen southbound at Powder Mill Road, no longer detoured. So for each direction through Laurel, buzzing along. I'm not seeing any delays left, so you're in good shape. Let's go farther south on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're eventually trying to get into Greenbelt and the Beltway, do have some of that stop and go near 193 to get beyond the Beltway, heading inside the Beltway. Outer Loop in Silver Spring, quickly the crash over to the shoulder at Colesville Road. Also, Maryland on 270 had the crash right near 109 in Hyattstown. So giving us that volume, pretty much a continuous lineup. Urbana down toward the exit for 109. And a reminder, 270 out of Frederick. That's the way to go. 355 south of the Francis Scott Key Mall, not working. It's closed. 355 right near the Monocacy River Bridge. And that's due to repairs from a crash earlier this week. They say that could be ongoing for several weeks. Virginia, your Beltway trip, uneventful. Annandale to Tyson's and continuing to the Legion Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. Let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy skies, a high of 41 tonight. More cloudy skies early, followed by a mixture of light rain and snow tonight. A low of 34, chance of precipitation is 80%. Now, the snow accumulation will be an inch or less, but west and north of the city may see 1 to 3 inches. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain and snow. The temperatures will be steady in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation tomorrow, 90%. And then for Sunday, lots of sunshine. Highs in the low 40s, lows in the upper 20s. Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees. At 6:17 on WMAL.
On the basis of this, do you think these are the these are appropriate grounds for resignation?
Absolutely not. You know, when you're a member of Congress, you're going to be working with staff on very difficult issues of policy.
Right.
Congressman Franks, he is one of the most well-known pro-life members, and so he cares very, very deeply about the dignity of life. He was going through something incredibly hard. He was thinking through it ethically about surrogacy, and he was trying to go about it in a way that honored life of what his would be his unborn child. And so he had an uncomfortable conversation. Is it weird? Yeah, I think it's weird. Might it make somebody uncomfortable? Sure. Should she have left? Yes, I hope she did. But are those grounds now for accusing the congressman of something so severe, you know, especially in this just whirlwind of accusations of legitimate sexual abuse?
That's right.
It's sort of lumping him, you know, with folks like Congressman Conyers, where there's a whole, you know, slew of women who are making very serious allegations. So it's troubling. It's very troubling as his former staff and as somebody who continues to work with the congressman.
And that was Representative Trent Franks, former staffer Rebecca Heinrichs, speaking with Tucker Carlson last night. If you're just joining us, Representative Trent Franks announced yesterday that he's going to resign because female staffer complained he had an uncomfortable conversation with her regarding surrogacy. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think we're getting to this point where if someone makes you uncomfortable, you complain about them and they have to lose their job, because we have a generation coming up where if anything bad happened, mommy and daddy solved it for them. They don't know how to resolve conflict. And I don't think that's their fault. I just don't think they've ever been told how to resolve. They've never been taught it. There's never been an obstacle in their path. Mommy and daddy moved them all for them. So he made me feel uncomfortable. So they complain.
Well, I think you have a generation of snowflakes, to make, put it kindly. And I've seen this repeatedly in the millennials I've had to deal with, where they're offended by anything that makes them uncomfortable. And as I've said several times, you know, to my friends who are essentially snowflakes, you need to grow up. Life is going to come at you pretty hard, and trust me, someone making you uncomfortable because they're saying something that is funny or off color, it ain't nothing compared to what you're going to have to face if people actually do something to harass you.
All right, let's get to some of these calls. Pat in Haymarket, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Is this where the new bar is?
I'm not sure, Mary, but good morning, by the way. I think that these people have a personal responsibility. If they're not uncomfortable to forward, 90% of these issues would resolve before it ever gets to that point.
Pat, I'm really sorry, but your phone is just cutting in and out. I'm sorry. You're just in a bad cell, but have a wonderful weekend. Let's go to David in Potomac. David, good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, Mary, I have a secretary who is suing me for $500,000 because I said she looked nice on the dress. That was 2 years ago. So what is sexual harassment? This is what I'm trying to find out. So if you tell somebody you look nice, that's sexual harassment?
I don't think it's sexual harassment. I think my bar is higher than most of them. Yeah.
She's suing me for $1 million because I told her she looked nice.
So where is this going? Are you in the lawsuit?
I just got the lawsuit about 2 weeks ago. You know, so I'm getting confused now. So if you can't look at a woman again, it's a sexual harassment. So what is going on?
Yeah, I agree, David, and good luck with that. I can't imagine what that's like. But I have used that example, actually, when I worked in a corporate office, that there was one guy who was the creepy guy. And so this is the part of the problem. Sometimes guys don't get the way they say certain things. They're just socially inept.
That's true.
Doesn't mean that they're harassing you. And I think that's the difference. There was this one guy that he could say the same thing as, like, you could say to me. Like, Tony, you could say to me, go, wow, you look really nice today.
Well, you do. And I love the sweater you got on. You got
Thank
all dressed
you.
Up.
I did. Because
and it's not for me, by the way, folks.
No, really, I got dressed up because you were coming in today. But you could say to me, wow, that's a really nice sweater. And I'd say, oh, thank you. But this guy could say, that's a really nice sweater. But the way he said it, I was like, okay, I need to go take a shower.
Oh, yeah, that's a really nice sweater.
But I don't really think he ever meant anything by it. So I would just be like, oh, thank you, and I'd walk on. He was just socially inept.
Well, I get the point.
And that was it.
And I say, if someone's wearing a nice color, I say, you know, that is a great color. I don't know why I couldn't say that. And Mary, by the way, I mean, if I like a guy's tie, it doesn't mean I'm gay or coming on to him. It means I like your tie.
Well, clearly you're harassing. That's just, you know, clearly you're part of the problem. You are part of the problem. Alex in Fredericksburg thinks this could be legit. Hey, Alex, tell us why.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
if the congressman, in the course of his conversation with this aide or intern or whoever she was or whatnot, intimated that her career could be advanced if she agreed to be a surrogate, like if that was, say, thrown up as a possibility, but a hypothetical or something like that, you know, that at that point could rise to the level of harassment, depending on if there was a reward implied if this person chose to be a surrogate.
That's a great point. However, and we could be wrong here.
Right.
We could be wrong. From what I understand, it's not a complaint of harassment. It's a complaint of making her uncomfortable.
Right. Right. No, the quid pro quo.
So that's the difference. That's a great point, Alex. Thank you.
Quid pro quo could be an issue. But I don't, again, it's like you just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
6:23 on WMAL.
When I went to the Good Feet store, I had a free consultation and free fittings. They allowed me to try on the arch supports, and I started sobbing because I had no pain.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
I've got great news for you. Mattress Warehouse has extended their Black Friday sale. So are you waking up this morning and you're exhausted? And even though you slept 8 hours last night, you really don't feel like you got a lot of sleep. You know what? It may be your mattress. My husband and I got a new mattress from Mattress Warehouse, and now we sleep great. We didn't think we needed a new mattress, but you know what? The new mattress is wonderful and amazing. My husband's back doesn't hurt as much. I'm sleeping fantastically. The cats love it. And you know what? They have payment plans. You can spend as little as $22 a month. That's less than a dollar a night to get a fantastic night's sleep and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the world. It's worth it. They have other incredible savings as well. Mattress Warehouse has a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse near you.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
It's 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Happy Friday, Jamie.
Happy Friday, boy. We're glad it's Friday. Around the Beltway, certainly looks like it, too. We're in good shape here. Annandale, Tysons, Virginia. Nice start here on 66 as well. Maryland, we've had a couple of rocky areas. Let's go now with one of our latest problems into Silver Spring, Four Corners area. Southbound on 29, Colesville Road, before you get up to the intersection with University Boulevard. That's where you have to crash. Still had additional units arriving. So if you're heading on southbound 29 past the Trader Joe's, keep alert again for fire and rescue units responding to that crash. On 270, southbound at 109, that accident gone. I don't even see anything left on the shoulder, so no longer a distraction. Heaviest threat though as you approach and pass 109 on that 270 ride. And a reminder that 355 out of Frederick still closed at the Monocacy Bridge for repairs indefinitely. They think for several weeks they'll have that stretch of 355 closed in that area. No problems to report currently. Baltimore Washington Parkway through Laurel, each direction looking good. Update sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Well, get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. 800-294-7417. That's 800-294-7417. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter has arrived, and we'll get some snow, and that's going to just be a nuisance more than anything else. Not today, overcast, and probably about 41. Tonight, a mixture of rain and snow around. Maybe a period of all snow, and that could last into tomorrow. Tonight's low in the mid-30s and staying in the mid-30s. about 1 to 3 inches of slushy accumulation in spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Did you know that Bill Gates could spend $1 million a day, every day, and his money would still last more than 200 years? Of course, you and I can't come anywhere close to that, but it does raise an interesting question. How long will your money last? That's something you should probably know. I mean, think about it. How confident are you that your nest egg will provide you with a comfortable retirement? What happens to your portfolio if we get another market correction? And is there anything else you could be doing that might improve your chances? Well, it's time to find out. It's time to call Mark Zamperini and his team at the One-on-One Financial Group. He'll show you how to turn that nest egg into a stream of income that can last throughout your retirement, however long that might be. Call 866-276-6611 today to schedule your complimentary one-on-one review. That's 866-276-6611 or visit Mark online at oneononefinancialradio.com. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia and Maryland.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about my favorite Olympics, the Winter Olympics, because I still have hopes of joining the curling team, because that's the only sport left that I think I actually can do. So I do love the Winter Olympics. They're coming up. We're going to tell you all about it coming up. A lot of stories connected with it. It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. A wintry mix headed our way tonight. It'll be rain, snow, or both, depending where you live.
Maybe some rain, snow mixture at first at the onset. But nonetheless, though, snow amounts are going to be generally light.
Kevin Witt with the National Weather Service says roads may be slick as well.
So expect a little light accumulation of snowfall across the D.C. area, and especially south and east where southern Maryland should get the most amounts.
President Trump's updated travel ban headed back to federal court today in Virginia. 13 judges on the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will be asked to decide if the ban discriminates against Muslims or is necessary to protect national security. Today's hearing comes 4 days after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the Trump administration can fully enforce the ban as court challenges continue. New wildfires breaking out in Southern California.
Unfortunately, at this point, as I mentioned, that fire is 0% contained. 5,000 homes being threatened, and at this point, 20 homes lost.
That's in San Diego, KFMB TV reporter Steve Price. Checking your money, Dow opens the day at 24-211, NASDAQ in 68-12. Sports sponsored by MGM National Harbor. Wizards win, beating Phoenix 109-99. Skins on Sunday face the LA Chargers. You can listen to the game right here starting at 3 p.m. on WMAL. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know MGM National Harbor focused on hiring directly from Prince George's County? Today, 47% of MGM National Harbor employees are Prince George's County residents. To learn more, visit mgmnationalharbor.com.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. National Tax Credit Group is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-519-6164. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
The Combined Federal Campaign is the world's largest and most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations help support many nonprofit organizations like the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation. By contributing to the foundation, CFC number 47874, you'll be supporting their mission to preserve and share the history, traditions, and culture of the Marine Corps and educate all Americans in its virtues. To learn more, visit marineheritage.org or visit WMAL.com/charity.
It's 6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Silver Spring and Four Corners area, the crash is southbound on 29 prior to getting to University Boulevard. And quickly, those delays are growing. So even before you get to the Trader Joe's, I'm looking at these brake lights coming southbound. So out of White Oak, plan for the extra volume, at least one lane blocked before you get to University Boulevard. If you're bailing out at White Oak, taking New Hampshire Avenue through Hillendale, looks good. Overall, on the Beltway, delays as you merge off of 95, and then the typical volume really around to George Avenue. See that every morning. No problems to the Wilson Bridge, backing up near 210. Virginia Beltway, boy, you've been quiet. We're in good shape. Greenway, Toll Road, 66 with no early worries there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy, 41. Today, a little bit of light rain, light snow tonight. Some have all snow. That rain and snow will be around tomorrow, up to an inch possible in the district, maybe a little bit more in some spots. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 35 in Herndon, 34 in Frederick, 38 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Morning to you. Joining us at 7:05 is David Bossie. He is the author of Let Trump Be Trump. So we're going to talk to him about all things Trump.
Great timing.
At 7:45, Larry Michael will be with us, and we're going to discuss the upcoming game. At 8:05, Representative Louis Gohmert is with us to talk about the Mueller investigation, man. People on that team are falling like flies. Why? And at 8:15, it's Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel to discuss all things D.C. I'm Mary Walter, and I am here with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning. Vince is a little under the weather, so he is not here, and you were so kind to step into the fray, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary. Yes, I was getting on my train back from Washington. Where was I? In New York, and here I am. So.
Like an Olympian, he travels up and
That's
down
right.
the East Coast. So I love the Olympics. I love the opening ceremonies. I love to see what the American team's wearing. Love the closing ceremonies. Love some stuff in between. I'm not a huge fan of the Summer Olympics. I love the Winter Olympics. I just don't know why I love the Winter Olympics. I love the bobsled. Because you look at the bobsled and you think, I can do that. All I have to do is jump in, crouch down, and go for a ride. I can still do the bobsled.
That's right.
I can do curling. I love curling. I could do curling. So
I feel like you have to be drunk to do that sport. I don't know. It seems to me.
I could sweep like nobody. Come on, sweep. I could do that. So I don't know. For whatever reason, I enjoy the Winter Olympics. Well, the Winter Olympics, it's up in the air as to whether the American team is going to go to Pyeongchang. Nikki Haley suggested that the United States remains up in the air. Thursday, she said no final decision has been made regarding the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of concern among the athletes and their family and friends who would go because of what's going on the Korean Peninsula right now. You've got North Korea who is telling us that war is inevitable. You're like, I don't know if I necessarily want to go to South Korea, you know, for the Olympics, because that's also a prime target for North Korea. So she was initially asked on Fox News whether sending American athletes was a done deal because of what's going on. And she said it's an open question. She said, I've not heard anything about that, but I do know in the talks that we have, whether it's Jerusalem or North Korea, it's about how do we protect U.S. citizens in the area. And that's what it's about. The United States' ability to be able to protect our athletes and other Americans who go to the games. I, as an athlete, I can't imagine what it would be like to have the United States say, we're not participating because we can't guarantee your safety. That's got to be heartbreaking. They train their whole lives for this. So that's got to be heartbreaking.
I don't see an issue here. I mean, Mary, look, Korea, as much as I think there's high tensions, I don't think there's any real danger of going to war. I mean, I think if anybody's worried, they should go back and rewatch Team America World Police and just understand exactly what's in store for North Korea. But beyond, I'm sorry, I'm joking a little bit, having a little fun at the expense of North Korea. But no, look, the bottom line is, I think the necessity for us to show up at the games is required to show that, indeed, there is really no issue. And I think we need to be cognizant of the fact that you got a crazy man in charge of North Korea, but he's not insane, so...
No, I think I'm going with syphilitic brain disease. I'm serious. That would not be beyond the pale. I don't think. You know, a lot of these great leaders do wind up with
doubt.
So that's just my personal diagnosis. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on the radio. Now, yesterday afternoon, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders cited security considerations when she said the Olympics weren't set in stone. She said, but the goal is for athletes to compete. And a couple minutes later, after the briefing ended, she clarified her remarks. She tweeted out saying that the U.S. looks forward to participating in the Olympics and helping to ensure that the venues are secure. The protection of Americans is our top priority, and we are engaged with the South Koreans and other partner nations to secure the venues.
Right.
We do have, though, I want to say, I think it's France. Let me just find it here. Other countries, including France and Austria, have said that they're willing to sit out the games if their safety of their athletes cannot be guaranteed.
I just don't see an issue. I mean, Mary, again, we all recognize that there's enhanced and significant tension, but we've been here before. I mean, remember that in the 90s, I was there in, I think it was 94, when we thought that we were about to go to war because of the father of Un acting up. So I don't see this as anything new.
Not going to the Olympics also doesn't seem to be Donald Trump style, does it? Like not sending the athletes, you know, say, because that just sends a signal to North Korea that, ooh, we're afraid.
We're afraid, exactly.
And so that just does not seem to be President Trump's
style.
And
we're not afraid.
Now, if they go, Lindsey Vonn, though, skier Lindsey Lindsay Vonn, for whatever reason, felt a need to speak out. She's in St. Moritz in Switzerland, and she was being interviewed. She's training for the Games. And she said, I hope to represent the people of the United States, not the president. She is competing for a second Olympic gold medal. She's attempting to break the record of 86 World Cup victories held by Ingemar Stenmark. She's been since 1989. It has been a record, and she's trying to break
that. I don't think it's an either or. Either you represent the United States or you don't. So I think it's a package deal, Mary. So,
well, not according to Lindsay Vonn.
I hope to represent the people of the United States, not the president.
Would you accept an invitation to the White House if you were to win Olympic gold in Pyeongchang?
Absolutely not.
Well, then, you know what? Then don't go.
Yeah. Hey, one more place setting for someone else.
And from what I know of this president, he ain't going to invite you now. It'll be the American Olympic team, except for Lindsay Vonn, because I know she doesn't want to come.
I'd invite her, but give her the wrong address.
And you know she's not, she probably couldn't find it. Yeah, she went on to say, as she said, absolutely not. And then she said, no, but I have to win to be invited. No, actually, I think every U.S. team member is invited. So, no, right. I won't go. Well, then fine. Don't go.
Don't go.
Why does anyone in the world care what Lindsay Vonn thinks about the president? Why? Just do what you do. Shut up and ski.
I think that's the thing. Everybody wants to make it political. Everything is now. Everything.
So there you go. So Lindsay Vonn. So in case you care what Lindsay Vonn thinks, it's 6:43 on WMAL.
Have I saved enough? Am I on track? We're all wondering where we stand. Get some insight from Abe Abish on Retirement Key Radio, Saturday afternoon at 2 on WMAL.
I get to tell you about one of my favorite things ever, pajamas. I live in my pajamas, and I think a lot of women do. And now they make pajamas that are not only comfy, but they look good, too. So Pajamagram not only has pajamas, they have footy pajamas. I love footy. I'm a big baby. I'm sorry. I'm an adult, but I'm a child at the same time. I love my footy pajamas because I put them on, and they're nice and warm, and I can sit and watch TV in them. But Pajamagram also has hoodie pajamas. So it's a top. You can get a top and pants. And so it kind of looks like you're wearing like a sweatshirt, but it's super duper comfy. It's like cashmere, but it's only softer and it has a hood. So if you get cold, you can pull your little hood up so you can walk around the house and it doesn't look like you haven't gotten out of bed. It actually looks like, you know, you're functioning during your day, but you're also in crazy, crazy comfy. I will tell you right now, these are so comfortable. When I have my Pajamagram pajamas on, my cats all whoomp. They're all in my lap immediately. That's how soft they are. The cats love them. They're warm. They're comfortable. They are more than a gift. They're like a hug. So guys, get on it.
There's a guy version too, right?
There is a guy version of Pajamagram as well. So you can also order for the guys. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them that Mary Walter sent you.
For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save 30% on all in-stock Cabela's camp furniture and 25% on hunting boots for the family. Get $110 off a Bushnell Trophy Extreme 800 laser rangefinder. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. Doorbusters, where the first 250 in line receive a free giveaway. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, DC. DC 295, let's go northbound. Just a little bit of volume as you come off the beltway toward the Naval Research Lab. Then you break free. Suitland Parkway, no major drama or issues. In fact, a little bit lighter than normal as we head past Route 5 and up past Alabama Avenue into town. 295 south with lanes open. Just a little bit sluggish now. Right as you pass the DC Maryland line. Now delays forming past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. So let's do a real look on that 295 stretch. On the Beltway, top side, that looks to be our slowest Beltway stretch. From College Park around to Silver Spring, Wilson Bridge, we're back in near 210. Four Corners, struggling a bit here on Colesville Road. Southbound, right as you come up to University Boulevard, that's where the crash along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A
And as we look ahead toward tonight, maybe a little snow around, possibly lingering into Saturday. An inch or so possible in some spots, especially just west and north. Cloudy today, 41. Rain snow comes in tonight, probably to all snow later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 646 on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEraEnergy.com.
Let's go to Missouri. There is a high school student in Missouri who was part of the debate team. And this high school's debate team, number two in the country. There's apparently a competition for debate teams around the country. This debate team, number two, the kid in question here is a senior. His name is Alec Lonsdale. He's a member of Liberty High's nationally ranked debate club. And another member of the debate club is a friend of his who's a sophomore. His name is Faraz Pervise. And apparently, according to Alex Lonsdale, during a free period on October 17th, there was a group of them, apparently from the debate team, and other friends, and they joined a spontaneous conversation about the nature of Islam. Now, he, in an interview via phone, told the College Fix that he pointed to pro-terrorist sentiment among British Muslims, and he used a poll by ICM Research for the 2016 Channel 4 documentary, What British Muslims Really Think.
Right.
So he's a smart dude, which most of the people on the debate team are really smart and very well-read. Well, he and Faraz Pervez got into it discussing this because Faraz is Muslim. And the debate went from Islam to Islamic extremism. And Pervez asked Lonsdale, why are you making my religion to be out like that? And he apparently said, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And he walked away. That was the end of it.
Right.
And Alex didn't think any more of it. And he said, I wasn't saying you're a bad kid because you're Islamic. I wasn't being rude. I didn't personally attack him at all, which I have to tell you, I tend to believe because kids in debate clubs learn how to debate. But who knows? This was a discussion among friends. It wasn't a formal debate. Well, 3 days later, Alex is called into a meeting with the principal, the vice principal, and his, now I'm going to assume, former friend Faraz, where he said he was asked to explain the statements that Faraz alleged that he made. And he claims that his friend said that he claimed that I said all Muslims are terrorists and that all kill. I don't even know how you could have gotten any of this, any of that from this. I didn't say those things. So this is a he said, he said. The school official said, well, you know, your behavior could be considered harassing or hounding, and that he should be conscious of social cues. And he claims that they accused him of, quote, creating an emotionally unsafe zone.
Now, what is that?
I don't know. You know what emotionally unsafe zone is? It's where you actually challenge someone's view of the world and say, well, wait a minute, what about this? And that person feels threatened.
I think it's what you do when you debate.
There you go.
Am I missing something here?
Yeah. Apparently, Faraz called Lonsdale a word that I'm not going to say on the air, but he didn't complain about that. So it wound up with him getting in school suspension. And his mother was just like, this is crazy. And to your point, she says the school's mission is to prepare students for life, but yet they disapprove of uncomfortable topics. How does that prepare my son for life? So he got suspended. And he said,
snowflakes.
In school suspension, it was great. I got all my homework done. So he said, I had the rest of the day free.
Wow.
Unbelievable. 6:50 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're thinking about selling your home or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, I'm strongly recommending my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are so confident they'll sell your home, they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. How can they do that? Well, because Debbie and Sarah already have the buyers, over 5,500 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Who you choose to sell your home is critical. Debbie and Sarah net their seller 6% more. Wow, that's $30,000 more dollars on average. It all adds up to results. That's why over 400 families chose Debbie and Sarah to sell their home and why you should too. Call now 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Once again, Mervis sets the standard for jewelry. You've got to see our new collection. Straight row diamond tennis bracelets remain a favorite. They're simple and elegant. Our neck pieces are so sexy, they're almost illegal. Imagine a perfect diamond, suspended from a delicate gold chain, resting securely in the small of her throat. What a beautiful, sensuous gift. Our magnificent diamond bands will melt her heart. The Mervis diamonds are ferociously brilliant. They seem to leap out at you. The designs are daring and rare. You'll find them at one place only, Mervis. And as for earrings, Mervis proudly shows the newest diamond ear studs, dangles, hoops, and anything else you can imagine. When you really love her, show it with Mervis diamond jewelry, the best there is. Two philosophies unite everything at Mervis. The finest quality and legendary Mervis value. The prices are almost too good to be true. Come see for yourself. She'll thank you forever. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
That sounds means that it is 6:53 and it's time to see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday, Jess.
Happy Friday, Mary, and good morning. Lawmakers got a temporary spending bill done in D.C., avoiding that government shutdown today. And a Brexit deal got done across the pond. Investors love all of this. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. The Dow at one point was indicated to open up more than 100 points. Markets are all higher in Europe. They're also higher in Asia. Crude oil is ticking up as well. Today is Jobs Friday. We find out if the unemployment rate stayed at a 17-year low of 4.1% last month. Deadly and costly California wildfires are still burning this morning. Thousands of homes threatened. Hundreds of thousands of people evacuated there. Alaska Airlines is marking National Ugly Holiday Sweater Day, which is a week from today, by offering early boarding to flyers who are wearing them. That includes partners Virgin, America, and Horizon. In theaters today, Broad Green's Just Getting Started with Morgan Freeman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Rene Russo. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Silver Spring getting into Four Corners, always seeing delays there for the commute. However, with the crash, we were had the double volume. I'm actually just watching all the lanes being reopened here. It looks like the two last police cars moved along, so the right lane, we get that back. So actually, some good news. Southbound 29 Colesville Road, Yes, it's slow as you come south out of White Oak and past the Trader Joe's. And you're thinking, what's going on? All lanes open. That's the story. On the top side, outer loop from 95 to Georgia Avenue, stop and go. Prince George's County, they're dealing with a water main break. You get the cold temperatures, and here we come. Just inside the Beltway on Central Avenue, the water main break, 214 Central Avenue at Bright Seat Road. One lane was getting by, crews are telling me, as they try to get everything situated and figured out there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy 41 today. A little bit of light rain, light snow tonight. Some have all snow. That rain and snow will be around tomorrow. Up to an inch possible in the district. Maybe a little bit more in some spots. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 657. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Let's talk about Melania Trump. I don't know this woman, obviously, but what I know of her, what I see of her public persona, I just really like her. She seems very graceful, very gracious, very put together. It seems like she takes the office of the position of First Lady quite seriously. Well, she and Karen Spence were down in Texas. They flew to Corpus Christi on Wednesday, and they posed with photos with emergency staff and military personnel who are still working there after Harvey hit it back in August. The cleanup is still going on, and I know from experience that this cleanup will go on for years and years and years. And it was part of their push to bring attention to that area to try to get people to still donate money. Like, look, we're not done. So the two of them went down there to do that. So they also went to Rockport, which was hit very, very hard. But before they left Corpus Christi, you know what they did? They stopped for lunch at Whataburger. Now, is it me, but does Melania Trump look like she has never eaten Whataburger in her entire life?
You're right.
And I'm so jealous that she can do that and look that good. We know her husband has the diet of an 8-year-old. President Trump loves Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's. There's a famous picture of him in, I guess, Air Force One his jet. And he's got McDonald's French fries, and he's got a Diet Coke.
He knows what he likes.
And like Kentucky Fried Chicken. And you know that she's just has an apple. You know what I mean? Like, she's so healthy. But what was totally cool, the people in the restaurant were so excited about it, as I can imagine they would be. That makes sense. They shared the love, and Karen Pence and Melania Trump treated the press pool to bags of Whataburger fries and had them delivered to the press pool.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you know, that's what that's totally what you would expect, I think, from both of those women.
See, they're going to get blamed now to try to make the press pool fat. It's like, you're just trying to get us to put weight on and screw up for our spring wardrobe.
That's what it is. Yeah. I don't know. They just seem very classy to me, and it seems like something that they absolutely would do to show some love. And joining us to talk about President Trump and maybe and his diet, because it's included in the book, Let Trump Be Trump, will be the author of that book, David Bossie. He will be joining us at 7:05 on Mornings on the Mall. Also, we have some Democrats boycotting an opening of a museum because President Trump is going to be there, and the temper tantrum continues. It is 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. Snow in the forecast tonight.
So it looks like the snow expected to begin later this evening, closer to midnight, 1, 2 a.m. tonight, and continue through Saturday morning. But like I said, it's going to be light. It could be mixed with rain early on. So amounts are probably looking at about an inch to an inch and a half along the I-95 corridor and in and around the district altogether. Further south and east, we're probably looking at amounts of 2 or 3 inches. There could be an isolated spot of maybe 4, but that would be like towards southern St. Mary's County area.
Kevin Witt with the National Weather Service. The full forecast is coming up. Federal workers get a two-week reprieve as stopgap spending measures approved in both houses.
Hours before the deadline for a government shutdown arrived, Congress went into action.
On this vote, the yeas are 235, the nays are 193. Without objection, the joint resolution is passed. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The House and Senate voted in favor of a measure that keeps federal agencies up and running until December 22nd.
Correspondent John Lawrence. Special deals letting Maryland's country clubs get steep tax discounts, according to one Maryland delegate.
Delegate David Moon says some of Montgomery County's country clubs take in tens of millions of dollars a year in revenues.
And here they are getting a tax break.
So he's proposing a bill to get rid of tax breaks for country clubs.
Some of these clubs are sitting on prime land in Bethesda and Chevy Chase.
With a total combined fair market value of $1 billion. But that land is only assessed at $3 million for tax purposes, according to Moon.
To have them call that land only worth $1,000 an acre is absurd.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Minnesota Senator Al Franken on the Senate floor following a firestorm of sexual misconduct allegations.
Notable that he did not make an apology to any of the accusers. He did not apologize directly in any way. And he seemed real steadfast at still defending himself against allegations. He says some of the allegations about me were just not true. Others I remember very differently.
Also stepping down, Republican Congressman Trent Franks announcing he will resign after discussing gestational surrogacy with two aides. Meanwhile, the House Ethics Committee is expanding its investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Texas Republican Congressman Blake Fahrenholt following accusations from a former staffer. And former USA gymnastics team